Well, hello. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, and this is What's Out There, a guide to connecting with the arts while staying at home for the weekend of May 15th. First, let's talk about CAKE. The Roadie Festival, as you may well remember, culminates in a free CAKE picnic at Pope Marine Park in Port Townsend, but not this year for the last part, of course. However, Danny Milholland of the nonprofit Production Alliance is encouraging everyone in the city of Port Townsend to bake cakes in their kitchens, dress up for the occasion, and, in his words, amp up, because Danny and DJ Captain Peacock will be driving around Port Townsend in a Cadillac, playing music as a rolling dance party, and they will be wearing masks, social distancing, and reportedly wearing Tyvek suits. This is all happening from 1 until 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Now, the CAKE picnickers are not looking for a caravan. Instead, they want people to cake in place, in their houses, in their yards, or on the sidewalk very close to home. Now, I see this as a chance to concoct your favorite frosted treat or something altogether new. Maybe you like crab cake or a potato pancake. It's also a way to connect with the metaphysical community spirit out there and to make this Saturday different from all the other days. You can connect with this mission on the Port Townsend CAKE Picnic Facebook page and at cakepicnic.org. There are some other intriguing concoctions in a new novel by a local author. The book is titled The Age of Witches, and I just finished reading it. Port Townsend's Louise Marley, writing under the pen name Louisa Morgan, has dished up a juicy saga, a little bit like Downton Abbey, only set in New York City during the Gilded Age. Her heroines are what she calls working witches, in that they use their knowledge of herbs and their pure psychic power to go after what they want in their lives. The Age of Witches is a transgenerational story about women's choices, and it's a delicious read. You can order it like any good book from the website of your local independent bookstore. Finally, I have a couple of trivia nights to tell you about. First is the Jefferson County Libraries contest at 7 o'clock this coming Tuesday evening. The questions get into local history, pop culture, geography, science, and so on. You can play as an individual or form a team of whoever is in your household. Look up the Jefferson County Library on the internet or go straight to jclibrary.info and give yourself a little bit of time before you sign on at 7 o'clock Tuesday night. The Northwest Straits Foundation also hosts a trivia game, this one all about the Salish Sea. The maritime-themed questions start at 7 o'clock Wednesday night, so head for northweststraitsfoundation.org to connect. And that, my friends, is what's out there for this week. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.